few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Yesterday, we talked about video game lessons, helping a listener monetize his skill at playing video games. Today, we've got a listener hoping to grow his Instagram following, which, you know, seems easy enough, right? Well, actually, no, not correct, because lots of people struggle with this. So many people are trying to be influencers, or even if you take that noun out of the equation, no label, they're trying to grow their Instagram following. And it's a crowded space with lots of people all trying to attract attention. So a couple different ways we could look at this. You know, we could talk about tactics. You know, here's the best thing you can do this week, which will probably be different next week. Or, you know, and this is better just in case it's not obvious. Or we could look at the bigger picture. Like, why does someone attract a following in the first place? What is the crucial characteristic? There's probably several of them, but a listener is asking about two characteristics in particular, knowledge, which we could call authority, or relatability. So relatability is kind of like empathy, you know, just like a personality, somebody you want to pay attention to and also can kind of see yourself, you know, in their shoes. And authority is kind of like credibility. So a couple different ways to look at it, but these are the two buckets, let's say. Which one is more important? That's what a listener is wondering about. They've got some context that they'll give us. So that detailed question and my answer coming up in just a few seconds.
Hi, Chris. This is Richard, and I'm wondering if you can settle a discussion between a friend and me. We're both trying to grow our Instagram followings and eventually monetize through affiliate programs and maybe coaching. Our discussion is about what people want the most when they choose to follow and listen to an expert. Is it the knowledge they have and how they share it, or is it their relatability and approachability? Presumably, you have to have some of both qualities, but if you had to choose, where would you put the emphasis? Thanks.
All right. I love how Richard puts this question. And just listening into it again there myself, I'd forgotten that he used the word approachability, which is also a great word. Okay. So let's say relatability and approachability together. And the last point he mentioned, of course, is key, where you have to have some of both qualities. I don't think you can just have one. But of the two, like, let's give a clear answer. Of the two, I do think that relatability is more important. Relatability and approachability compared to knowledge, expertise, authority. So let's give an example. Richard mentioned Instagram, because that's how he and his friend are trying to grow their audience. You know, I don't think Richard is in the teenage girl makeup space. He might be, but let's assume not. This is a huge market, especially on TikTok and YouTube, in addition to Instagram. But there are a lot of people with large followings, sometimes millions of followers. It's just incredible. So let's assume that all of these personalities, they all know what they're talking about. Let's assume that they all have some degree of expertise. And also that there are lots of other people out there who also have the same level of knowledge. Lots of people who have learned about beauty and fashion and skincare and, you know, all these topics. So now you see why relatability and approachability, Richard's word, is so important. You know, authority is necessary, but not sufficient. You know, you can't just be approachable and not know what you're talking about. But because so many people know what they're talking about, you know, that's where everything else, you know, all those empathetic skills, and also just consistency in showing up, being conversant, you know, trying to build relationships with your followers, which there's a whole art, you know, to that, building relationships on this one-to-many kind of platform. Now, if the topic were less competitive or more difficult to master, let's say, then perhaps authority would matter much more. And it wouldn't matter as much how approachable the person is because there's not a lot of ways to learn this, you know, or it's just a less competitive space, as I said. But as a general rule, you know, you should always plan on any space becoming competitive. So I would say as a general rule, work on your empathy skills, focus on approachability, practice that kind of stuff, you know, as much as you improve your technical knowledge. So to settle the dispute, I'm going to say, yes, both are important, but I think relatability is more important. That's my two cents. Of course, you may have a different perspective, and if so, that's okay. If you do have a different perspective, or let's say a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them to our global audience of amazing people. Thanks so much for being out there. New episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.